keep a secret till you better sit back.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Club Kingsnake Web Radio. Today we've got frontman Jason McMaster from the band Broken Teeth and Dangerous Toys. How are you today, Jason?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
You've got a bunch of different stuff going on right now. You're in the middle of recording an album. You're getting ready for a tour. What's going on with Broken Teeth right now?
For a few months now, we've had a brand new record in the can, as they say, ready to be released. We signed a European release kind of licensing deal with a label out of Austin, Texas called Textone, T-E-X-T-O-N-E. The CEO is guitar player, singer Lance Keltner, who's been around Austin for years and years, and he's an old friend of mine, and he's been going to Europe for about 12 years now and doing really well over there, playing, you know, guitar rock. And he decided to kind of basically take his rainmakers over there. You know, he's got from booking agents to merchandising to drivers to front of house engineers to, you know, publicists to everything. And he's got like a round table of, he's got an army over there. And those are part of his label. And they're all over there. So the idea is to, of Textone was to sign some Texas bands and take it over to Germany and the UK and tour, you know, two or three times a year and try to just hit it hard over there so they first know about Texas rock and roll and get some stuff happening. So our record is called Electric. It's got 12 songs. It's going to officially be out over there, I believe, the 28th of January 2008. And New Disaster, another awesome, intense rock and roll band, is on the label with. And their record comes out about a week later over there in the same exact market. Distribution is on for Textone is Cargo. That they're out of Austria. They service mainly Germany, but they're all over the UK and et cetera, et cetera. So that's kind of where we are now. I mentioned that I'm in the studio, or rather you mentioned that we're recording, you know, new material now, and this is so we can kind of be ahead of the game. We been writing all year long specifically for a brand new Broken Teeth album, and that's kind of where we are. We're recording right now, and we're going to be in the studio for a while, kind of off and on, no particular release. We're just kind of, it's an experiment. The idea is to go into this, lock out a studio and record a new song every day, and so we're on like day five and it's going great. So pretty much five songs in the can per 5 days. I'm in, and it's going real well. We're excited about going to Europe. We're playing, you know, locally as well, as always, but I would imagine we'll tour the U.S. a little bit before we go to Europe. We're going to Europe right after South by Southwest with Lance Keltner and New Disaster. And then when we get back, I would imagine we do some more U.S. dates as well.
You're a long-time Austin resident, are you not?
Yeah, I got here in 81, so been here a long time.
I remember seeing you in 82 or with the band Watchtower.
Wow, what venue? Must have been a teenage kegger party.
It was. It was a teenage kegger party out at Windy Point.
Out at where? Windy Point?
Windy Point.
The flats out at Paleface?
Yeah.
Wow. Did we play any UFO?
You played a whole bunch of really neat classic stuff. I think you played UFO and maybe some Deep Purple. And you played a lot of good stuff. A lot of the old stuff.
I don't think we ever did any Deep Purple, but we did some Black Sabbath and some Iron Maiden, Judas Priest, Rush, Tigers of Pantang, Raven, stuff like that. A lot of New Wave for British Heavy Metal. That was a long time ago, my friend. I think I have a flyer for that.
It was a long time ago. I think I actually saw you at a couple other parties at friends' houses as well. But once again, that was in that same time period.
Yeah, we did those. We did those all over town. We would play at just friends of ours. You know, parents would go out of town, and we'd bring all of our gear and set up in the living room. And I feel sorry for the parents now that I think about it, because we just destroyed people's living rooms when we played in their living rooms.
So is there any chance of a Watchtower reunion at any point?
We've done a few. You know, for about 13 years, I didn't play any shows with Watchtower, and they made a record in 90 over in Berlin for Noise International called Control and Resistance, and did a tour of that. Then they toured the U.S., and then that was about it. I think that Alan Tecchio, who ended up doing that second Watchtower out, he went back to Jersey around end of 91 or early 92. And then in 2000, I got an email from the people who run the Bang Your Head Festival in Balingen, Germany. And, you know, that was fun. That was happening. Saxon and Scorpions and Exciter, Crocus, Udo from Accept, Running Wild. It was, you know, a lot of classic metal bands were the headliners, and we were one of the daytime acts. I think we went on like 4 in the afternoon, but, you know, stuff was going on for like 2 or 3 days. It was starting at 10 a.m., so I felt like we ended up with a fairly good slot. And then in 2004, we did another slew of shows. In 2000, we also did a run with Dream Theater, support for Dream Theater, and that was a lot of fun, too. But, yeah, 2004... took Watchtower to Holland, to Amstelveen, which is like 10 minutes from Amsterdam, and we did the what they call the Headway Festival, which is like a progressive metal, progressive music show that they have at C60. It's a club that holds about 700 people there in the heart of Amstelveen, and that was great. Sieges Even is a German band that was there that is real technical, thrashy, kind of like Watchtower, and it was, you know, Biomechanical from the UK was there, and just a bunch of really cool off-the-wall stuff as well. I believe there was only one other American band there, and I can't remember who it was. But anyway, so I've done a few things with Watchtower over the years, and it was a good kind of homecoming and reunite, you know, as close to the original lineup as possible. So, yeah, it's been fun. I don't know if, to answer your question, I don't know about anything yet as far as a Watchtower reunion.
Well, let's talk about that other Austin band that you were in that I saw. What's happening on the Dangerous Toys front? They took your home away from you, I think, when they closed the back room down.
Just to kind of put the back room thing to rest, that was totally more about the people and not the building that it was in. If they close it down, it doesn't mean that if my people are not coming to see me just because the back room is closed down, then we've got a serious problem. So I don't see that we have a serious problem, since there's a lot of other clubs and there's still a fan base that still comes out and sees Broken Seats and Watchtower and Dangerous Toys in Austin, Texas. It may not be, you know, they're coming out in droves, but I'm happy with the fan base here that we have. I want people to get off the couch more and more and more, but, you know, it's hard to compete with the entertainment you can get at your fingertips on the iPhone and YouTube and things like that. People are downloading instead of going to shows and buying concert shirts and ticket and merchandise from the band and supporting the band that way. They don't realize that they're actually paying them a couple of different middlemen if they download stuff. So, but anyway, the back room was just a building. The memories of the back room that I have are all of the people that were there and who lived it and loved it and are still living with it. And so there you go. We might be doing some shows in February in Tulsa and in Wichita, Kansas, with Rhino Bucket and Junkyard, just to kind of tease you a little bit. Okay. Dangerous Toys, Rhino Bucket, and Junkyard, February 15th and 16th, Tulsa and Wichita. So that's a rumor right now. I'm waiting on confirmation on those, but there you go.
Well, it's always good to get the good rumors started here and get them from the horse's mouth, as it were. Any other good rumors you'd like to start?
No, all I can really think about is the new songs that I'm writing with Broken Teeth and the studio time that we're using that for, and Europe right after South By with New Disaster and Lance Keltner, and that's pretty much all I have on my mind.
Well, Jason, thank you for taking your time.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. It was fun. Good question. thank you for letting me kind of promote what's going on with Broken Teeth and a couple other things.
Not a problem. I'm sure I'll be catching you at another metal show here. We seem to run into each other about every other show.
I know.
Have a good night, Jason.
Well, thank you very much.
Not a chance of having a good time. Call the storm, waking up inside. Solve the couple up and raise my head.